I'm not sure I will agree with that. This conflict is so asymmetric. You have, on the one hand, a very well-trained rebel movement that is supported by a very, very well-disciplined and trained government army, the Rwandese Defense Force. And then you have, on the other hand, a completely disorganized Congolese armed forces, you know, understaffed, no morale, with a complete lack of leadership, both military and political. So I really, really failed to understand and agree that this could spill over and destabilize the region. I think it's a completely asymmetric conflict.
Uganda has called for a special meeting of the International Conference on the Great Lakes region on the sidelines of the African Union summit. What leverage can these organizations have in resolving this crisis?
Look, the two targets of any diplomatic effort to try and resolve this conflict should be Kigali and Kinshasa. Kigali should be asked to cease any support in whatever form they provide to the M23 rebel movement. And whatever promise they give, whatever promise the government of Rwanda gives, I think there should be some monitoring mechanism to ensure that they live up to their promise. Because if they leave it, as they did many times in the past, if they leave it to the two countries to set up some kind of a bilateral monitoring mechanism, of course, there is one country that is extremely weak, that's DRC, and the other country is extremely well-disciplined, well-resourced, and supported by the goodwill of the international community. And so nothing will come out of that, as was the case previously. For Kinshasa, I think there are two things that speak to the weakness of Kinshasa. One is the legitimacy that comes out of the November 2011 elections. The elections were so badly managed that they produced a weak government that lacks legitimacy. The president is extremely weak, and actually on the streets of Kinshasa and Goma and elsewhere, people are angry at both Kagame and Kabila, because people think, and rightly so, that if this is happening, which is not the first time, of course President Kagame has his own role to play, but also President Kabila is also a person to blame. So lack of legitimacy. And then we have been talking about the need for a meaningful reform of the security sector in DRC. And that has been on top of the agenda of both the government, the successive government of Kinshasa, and the international community that has been backing this government and backing President Kabila in particular. And nothing has come out of these multi-million dollar programs of demobilization, restructuring the army, and complete reform of the army and the security agency. And if they are not able to defend against any aggression from Rwanda or any even rebellion from within, it is in good part because of lack of meaningful reform of the security sector. And Kinshasa is not the only one to blame. I think the international community, MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping operations, and bilateral countries that have been heavily backing the government of Kinshasa, starting with the USA, Belgium, France, etc., and the UK, they are also to be blamed. So any solution to this crisis should also address both the legitimacy crisis of the government in Kinshasa and the need for there to be a meaningful program of reform of the security sector and the army.